Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Does the Bears' 19-13 loss at Houston look closer on paper than it was when you watched the game? Is there any part of you that surprised Caleb Williams managed to even finish this one? Walk off the field on his own. Did he take way too many big hits?
Oh, God, he took way too many big hits. You don't have that many big hits in you, man. You've got to protect him. I, honest to God, I was impressed that he survived the game. And that is nothing you want to be happy about. He took hit after hit. He was sitting on the sideline. He looked like he'd been through hell, for God's sake. He just got his rear end kicked. They seemed to be able to get to him whenever they wanted. They blitzed the whole night long. Just way too many hits. And the Bears couldn't move the ball at all. It's a miracle they had one touchdown drive that they managed to put together. And then it was 50-yard field goal. So they were not ever, you're right. At the end of the game, they technically had the ball and a chance to take the lead. They could have technically won the game, but I think it would have been miraculous if they had done that. And I was kind of secretly hoping that that his ability as a great competitor that had his best at the end of a game would somehow emerge. But I didn't really think he was going to get enough protection for that to happen.
I would agree. It does look nicer on paper than the actual eye test that we all gave that last night. And in particular, just two really quick, right before the hit he takes, and this wasn't because he got sacked. He ran the ball, felt the pressure when they got close to the goal line before the Herbert TD. That was a hell of a shot he took. And then you guys did a great job referencing it during the first segment, that what started that little brouhaha. You know, he was – the worst part is that he slowed down to go out of bounds, and the guy put his shoulder through him. That was what was so brutal about that play.
And then he lost his balance, and then everything else kind of ensued. But Caleb Williams, make no mistake, he is a tough guy. He can take a hit. And when he took a hit from Will Anderson or whatever pass rusher was not blocked, you come free. And you hit your rookie quarterback, your franchise quarterback, still. Yeah, you hold your breath if you're a Bears fan. And he got up on that last drive we're talking about. He got hit, and then he had to get up and regain his composure to try to win the ball game. Because let's go back and be realistic here. The minute 37 left, on the 20-yard line, Caleb Williams has the ball, and the Bears offense is down 6. There will be a day where that is an invitation to win the game, and there will be an expectation that they'll come through in the clutch. They're not there yet. They are light years away from that point because they can't protect the passer who they think once they could, they do protect, he's going to be elite. He's not elite yet. In two games, he certainly, right now, is just a rookie quarterback trying to find his footing. Right now, he's coming off a game where he was sacked 7 times and probably feels this morning like it was 17. He was battered by a pass rush that knew how to get to him, that overwhelmed the Bears' offensive line. And, yeah, it felt more like 29-13 than 19-13.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
7:25 this morning is Biggs time. Do you imagine every future Bears opponent is plotting out their blitz packages for Caleb Williams? Can you weigh the reasons for the 7 sacks he took? Do you blame another wretched performance from the offensive line, the offensive coordinator, or does Williams need some of the blame as well for failing to protect himself?
I think that's the appropriate order. The offensive line was overmatched. The tackles could not handle the edge rushers and Hunter and Anderson. I don't think the guards and the center, that trio, didn't really do anything to say they couldn't come up the middle. They couldn't run the ball. But yes, D'Amico Ryans has given every Bear opponent reason to believe they can pressure the Bears and make the pocket wilt and collapse and disappear. That is Shane Waldron's challenge. Now Shane Waldron has to counter some way schematically to protect the quarterback from all the free rushers, all the blitzers. It will take maybe Keenan Allen's return, or maybe you get Roma Dunze unleashed. I don't know. Yeah, last night it was DJ Moore, and it was DeAndre Carter. And you have to find one way to beat a blitz is not necessarily always going to the screen pass, but somebody gets beat in one-on-one coverage. But you have to throw the ball down the field. Remember what that looks like, a downfield pass? The Bears don't because they haven't done it in 2 games. I know you need time to throw the ball down the field, but it's all related. Also, you've got how many tight ends that you – the Gerald Everett experience is really something that's been unsatisfying for 2 games. They really love him. Shane Waldron's really fascinated by Gerald Everett. How about using him as an extra blocker because you can't protect the quarterback? There are ways to protect your quarterback and give him more time. So it's shared responsibility, but I would go offensive line, offensive coordinator, and then the quarterback as the reasons why you're getting sacked so much.
Mully, you warned us all early in the week getting ready for this one, saying that these two tackles are going to be on notice. Like in week 1, the 3 inside guys were on notice. That was strength versus a weakness, and unfortunately it played out that way. Offensive line first, then the offensive coordinator. Eberflus has to also get a little bit of this blame with the OC, lack of committing to the run. You guys had a pregame show guest on that said that you can run the ball on this team if you will commit to it. There was no commitment to the run last night.
I'm just looking at the statistics. So you got, you know, Danielle Hunter with 1.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, and 2 quarterback hits. You got Will Anderson with 1.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits. So they had 7 sacks, and you look at that and you're like, oh my God, how many times are you going to hit the guy? They hit him 11 times. There were 11 quarterback hits. You know, you're not going to have much of a throwing night if you're going to get your clock cleaned every time you even attempt to throw a pass. I mean, he was running for his life on a lot of those plays. And sometimes they caught him and sometimes they didn't. But for the most part, I'm saying losses.
I know.
I mean, for the most part, that was a lot of hits for a young lad to take in a football game. That was ridiculous. I got to go right to the offensive coordinator. I got to find out why you didn't establish the run, why you didn't spend more time with the running game, why didn't you try to take pressure. I guess the answer is they couldn't get a first down running the ball, right? If you look at the numbers that they produced. But explain to me how other teams are able to run in those situations and the Bears can't.
Caleb Williams threw 37 passes. On 36 of them, the Texans brought pressure. And on 17 of those, Anderson and Hunter were the ones applying the pressure. Think about that. It's 37 passes, 36 times they dialed up the blitz.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I have way more questions than answers.
That's the voice of Olin Krutz. He'll be here at 7. Did the Bears defense have a good or a bad night? Is it that simple in either or to you, or what changed in the second half?
I can't figure out why it takes them a half to sort of figure out what they want to get done in the game, but it feels really good that they can at least adjust. And so to open the game, I was literally thinking like, ruh-roh, these guys can really complete some passes. This quarterback is unbelievably accurate. When you really think about all the other things that he can do, and he threw on the run, and he's accurate as a passer. So he completed some passes when he was under duress. And it was pretty extraordinary. There were a couple of times where even when he was kind of throwing the ball away, or even he was under pressure and he wasn't going to throw it, he threw like a back shoulder fade that could have been caught by only one guy. And it was the guy that didn't catch it and went out of bounds. I'm telling you, he's special. That is really, there's a lot of really impressive things to watch about that quarterback. And he did. C.J. Stroud's a really good player, and he won. I mean, he won a lot of those battles. I thought the Bears' defense kept them in the game. They got a really timely takeaway where they got a fumble down on the whatever, 3-yard line, whatever it was. That prevented points. You knew the offense wasn't going to be able to do anything with that. But nonetheless, they have a punter that can change the field position pretty well. And I tell you what, you should be impressed by that defense, because that is a top five defense in the NFL. They're going to get there.
I was impressed for sure. And I think the drive that really, at the end of the day, ruined it was the fact that after the Bears got that touchdown, that they then went right down the field again and got that field goal right before the half.
Yeah,
you take that out of the equation, maybe things are a little bit different. But, yeah, I think the Bears' defense is pretty good.
I do, too. We're going to look back at this game, I think, at some point during the season, and this is maybe a overly optimistic projection, but I think we may all look at, like, wow, remember how much we overreacted to the Bears' one possession loss to the best team in the AFC. And I do wonder, with due respect to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, who survived yesterday again, we'll get to that, but the Texans look like an understandable, trendy Super Bowl pick because they're that good. And the defense took a half to maybe adjust and recalibrate because C.J. Stroud is that special. Joe Mixon was coming off a great game. He had an injury that limited him, but the Bears found a way to limit his effectiveness. It's difficult to be too overreact too much or get too concerned with Tyreek Stevenson had a rough night, I think at least a rough first half. Nico Collins was a step up in class to anybody he saw in the opener. Nico Collins is a younger, healthier DeAndre Hopkins clone. And he's a guy that can be a problem because he's so big, fast, and physical. And he made his presence felt. That's why he had eight catches for 135 yards.
Wow.
But this Bear defense, they got the takeaway. They prevented it from being more of a blowout. They kept their team in the game. And it just left me wondering, how good could this defense be if it ever got a lead and could ever just pin its ears back, rush the passer, wreak havoc, and do what they do? Wow.
Coming out hot with the hot question, but
there he is, DJ Moore. We talked to DJ at 8 this morning. Were you in any way surprised to see Velus Jones on the inactive list? What about Rome Odunze being active, Keenan Allen inactive? Which was the bigger surprise?
Yeah, we called the Velus Jones thing last week. They had to hold him accountable, and that's the way that you do that. I'm kind of sick of talking about Velus Jones, to be honest with you.
I'm proud of him.
I was surprised Keenan Allen didn't play and Rome Odunze did. I think we talked on Friday about erring on the side of caution with Odunze. He did play, as they pointed out during the broadcast, almost every snap, it seemed. He could have made a great catch in the end zone on that little floater that Caleb Williams put only where Rome Odunze could get it. That would have been a great way to cap the night. I guess it's good that he came back. He's a fast healer, as we said, a tough guy. Keenan Allen, not sure what to make of that. He's 32 years old with a bad heel. They can't really explain how he injured himself or how long he'll be gone. Did not expect week two for him to be inactive. That's a problem. That's a problem. We can't rave about the weapons that the Bears have if they're not available to Caleb Williams. So that, to me, was a bigger surprise. I thought the rookie with the MCL strain or sprain or however you want to describe it a week ago at this time, we thought, well, two or three games. Nuh-uh. He didn't miss a game, so that's good for him. But I'm wondering about Keenan Allen now.
I was surprised that Rome Odunze was out there. I'm glad he was out there. You know, he had a pass, a touchdown pass from Caleb Williams. His hands were on that ball. He should have come down with it. And Caleb, I don't think Caleb missed through it. I think he threw it where only Rome Odunze could get it. It went off his hands. They end up settling for a field goal on that one. But, you know, good for Rome. I like the message sent to Velus Jones, and I'm hoping that Keenan Allen is back for the game against the Colts.
Yeah, Velus Jones, you know, he's on the edge of the team. As simple as that. Rome Odunze, tough guy. That's incredible that injury, as bad as it sounded early and as worried as we were about it and how much time he was going to miss. Maybe, you know, he wins those contested throws. So maybe the injury had something to do. Maybe he didn't get it at the apex of his jump. His timing was, or whatever it was. He did not hang on to the ball, and that's a pity. Keenan Allen was there, and it was on the sidelines, and it was interesting to see the quarterback talking to him at different points. You know, I think they need him a ton. They said on the broadcast that his problem was plantar fasciitis, and it was in the heel. Your plantar fascia runs the length of your foot, and I didn't know what to make of that piece of information. I was kind of.
It's the first time we heard that term applied to his injury.
Exactly correct.
And when you use that, that's a more serious concern as far as the injury.
Yeah.
Bruised heel and plantar fasciitis are two different things.
You know, it's his cleats. His cleats were kind of bugging his foot.
Oh, my gosh.
What is going on? I mean, that's scary stuff. As you say, 32 years old. That guy is such a good route runner. He's such an artist at that. You want him up and available, and you want him teaching that to Roma Dunze and anyone else who is worthy of getting that lesson.
Despite a 6-2 victory on Sunday, did the Cubs effectively see their playoff dream die with their series loss at Colorado? What went wrong in the thin air of Denver, and why did they lose that series?
Boy, that's depressing stuff, frankly. When you know, I did not get to watch the whole game on Friday. I was running around. I couldn't believe when I was checking in on the score that was happening. I was just a letdown. You just felt really disappointed. And, you know, we had talked about who was going to have the best outing. It turns out it was Kyle Hendricks came through with the best outing of the three starts over the weekend. But you've got to take care of business there. The game on Friday is bad. The game on Saturday is inexcusable. And the very idea that you find a way to lose those games at this point in the season, okay, they're only five back. They just what's going on is days off the calendar. Those are missed opportunities. Didn't we agree they could lose two games total and they lost them in the first two games? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Five back at home, taking on the A's. You'll hear it here tonight. But Friday was bad, as you said, Mully. Saturday was even worse. You're a strike away from winning that game, and you can't get it done. You know, pinch hitters hitting home runs. Again, the men left on base. They left so many people on base. Tip of the cap to Kyle Hendricks. Michael Busch with a couple of home runs yesterday. That obviously helped. PCA had an interesting series. He got plunked. I don't think the Rockies liked his attitude.
You see the way he rounded the bases?
The second time again, did it the same exact way.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see when those two teams get back together. But you turn the page and you hope you come back to Wrigley and you take all three from the Athletics.
What the problem was the bullpen. Nate Pearson comes into the game Friday night. I'm watching the game and they show the stats and he's like giving up 11 homers in 50-some innings. I'm like, he gives up a lot of home runs. I said that out loud. I wish I would have taped it. So he gives up a lot of home runs. Is he the right? Oh, my gosh.
You are responsible for that. The Malecki.
So then watch it Saturday. Porter Hodge comes in. I'm like, not again. Yes, again.
Oh.
The Rockies are going to lose 100 games. You can't lose to those two. You can't lose to that team 2 days in a row. Not when you are having some semblance of a push for a wild card spot. It's fantasy land. The professor delivered, became the first Cub pitcher to go six innings and give up two or fewer runs in that ballpark because of the thin air, all the thin air. But they're exciting to watch, I guess. They're entertaining, more entertaining than exciting. PCA did have quite a weekend. That was cool to see. But I just think they're playing out the calendar. They have an opportunity here to not lose this week as they come home. Homestand against two bad teams, A's and the Nationals. And I'm looking for Matt Shaw to come up. I mean, he's got... He went 4-for-4. He's the first Cub organizational player to go 20-20 this year. I would like to see Matt Shaw before the end of the month, Jed Hoyer. I don't know if I'm going to see anything else. They are running out of time. It's September 16th. So bad, bad weekend in Rocky Mountain low.
I'm not going to take any questions.
Ugh.
What was your reaction to White Sox GM Chris Getz saying this about his team's free agent plans during the Friday Sox broadcast?
You know, we're not going to be working heavy in free agency. We've got guys out on the field right now that need to improve their game. A lot of these guys are young players and need to make the adjustments to be more productive.
That audio, NBC Sports Chicago, can they afford not to spend?
They got to get on the same page. They need to unify their message right now. You got the chairman issuing statements but not actually speaking. Making himself accessible to questions. You've got Chris Getz last week saying he knew this was happening all along. that they were going to lose 100-some games. But Jerry Reinsdorf was the guy that said that he was elevating Chris Getz because it was a quicker path to the playoffs. And now Chris Getz comes back on the team broadcast and says they're not going to spend. They're going to basically cut costs because that's what 2025 will be about. Welcome 110 losses. That's what you can expect next year if they are going to be as frugal as Chris Getz's comments suggest. Get on the same page. Present a plan. Be respectful to your fan base that is still there. They're still there. Guys, give them something to believe in or to pick apart, but be unified in the message. And right now, it sounds like Chris Getz is not getting bad advice. He's getting no advice on what to say.
Yeah, the timing of this is just horrifically bad. When you're in the run that they're in and the season they're having, and then you tell the fan base on your television broadcast, this is the same thing you're going to see next year. Kids got to learn.
Yeah, you know, you're on it. What have they lost? 115 games now? They've won 35. They won two in a row.
That's two in a row?
First time since late June that they've won two games in a row. First series they've won since late June. The watershed mark is three in a row. So they did that from the 27th to the 29th. Could it happen again? We're all holding our breath on that one. Surely the Cubs should take care of Oakland if they just lost to the White Sox. I got to tell you, this disgusts me. The White Sox, the way they're going about it, they haven't saved enough money. Oh, by the way, Yoan Moncada was in the locker room yesterday, and he's going with them out west. He's going to be with them and rejoining the team today. Woo! First time since April. Thank God. Maybe he can win a few games for you, huh?
Why are they doing that?
He's got a $21 million option, which they're not picking up. So why are they doing that? That's a wonderful question, Mr. David.
Why would he want to do that?
Why would they want to do
why
that?
Why would they want to do they're anything not spending with money, Moncada?
So they're not picking up the $23 million option. Well, you know, you can get whatever, $9,
$5 million to buy him out, correct? It's going to be still pretty... It's going to be money well spent.
Yeah.
Why is he playing, though?
To
compartmentalize the injury, as they say?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? I mean, is there anything they do that makes any amount of sense?
Well, they're on a two-game win streak.
There you go.
They are.
Yeah, and they're hoping win streak. That some of these young guys can get better so they can trade them.
Brian Ramos has had a good weekend.
Yeah. So what do you got to do with
Sean
him?
Burke was discovered.
Bench him in place of, you know.
Well, I guess that's going to be the thing. Because he plays third, they have a backlog, a surplus of third basemen.
This when you guys were doing. Remember when the Tribune had those shots where people were like thinking they at one point they went to all these shots. This was what I wanted to be my column logo. Just arms thrown
the Twitchers
up, mouth
will
wide
appreciate
open.
Appreciate that.
Like what
people
the
who
hell?
Can't see the Twitch stream.
That's what I'm describing.
Yeah.
What the is all I had. I didn't have much time. I couldn't put it together.
Arms extended.
That's
mouth
the,
agape.
But that's the answer to your
bewildered
question.
Eyes.
Why are they playing him?
Yeah. I never took one of those pictures.
No, it was
no
too
I
bad.
Did. That was before me.
Oh my God, that was so funny. It was just so many people were kind of thinking about things.
Pondering.
Yeah.
Pondering. Well, you can ponder about the White Sox, but I don't think you're going to get any answers.
No. There's no hope.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,